Hey Dustin, it's Todd Schaefer. Hey, how are you? I'm doing good. I'm calling because your traveler's policies are renewing. So it looks like I didn't see that. I didn't look that far, but here, let me look. Yeah, so the autos actually went down $25 for the year. Not huge, but it's a good trend that way. The homeowners did go up about $400. But that's actually because all my carriers are like adjusting for the increased cost of lumber and labor and stuff. So they increased your dwelling from 346,000 to 376,000.
So,
Right. So there was the I'm not seeing any true homeowner rate increases. I'm seeing an adjustment in coverages. Yeah, they increased it $30,000. No, so that also increases all the other things. So one of because like the personal content coverage would have went up as well, the other structures. And I was going to ask you, I was going to look at my fact finder. Hold on. All right. So you do have a carport that's not, well, I mean, you got 20, you have, I think it was 37,000 in other structure coverage. So I was going to ask you if you feel you need that. That would be for your carport and that shed. Okay. So it just defaults at 10% of the, hold on, I'm trying to get the policy back up. Because that could have been something they adjusted as well. Well, hold on. I'm trying to get them. Give me one more second. I want to make sure that I'm actually speaking. Yeah, so it's a default of 10% of your dwelling, but they allow me to basically change that. So I think I marked your shed down for 7,000 and your carport down to 2,500. So we could bring that down to 10,000. And okay, fair enough. Right, and here's the, I mean, for wind, I mean, wind and hail deductibles are all $2,500 anymore. So, I mean, that kind of, yeah. So, hold on, let me make that change for you. I mean, that won't be a huge change, just so you know, but it will definitely, I mean, between if we get another $25 or $50, between the car going down and that down, it kind of balances things out. I do, and I'd prefer, I mean, with you carrying $1 million of liability on the home, you know, I'd prefer to keep you at Travelers because they are like a premier company. And the fact that the auto rates are on a good track, and I've seen that consistently. So it's not, you know, I'm kind of worried about what to happen after these Marshall fires, but I guess we'll find that out next year. Okay. You know, I've not heard of anybody ever saying they're going to title a vehicle as a recreation. So you're, when you say recreational vehicle, I mean, are you modifying it in any way? Right. So yeah, if we rate it as a pleasure vehicle and put the miles down to like 4,000 a year, it honestly is not a huge, I mean, I actually sometimes I don't even see a difference in rates, but occasionally, oh wow, by the way, that it decreased the rate $61 doing that. Right, and then what will happen is Travelers will send you a check for $61. Okay, awesome. Call me anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye.